Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island, pairing beer and music since 1988. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago, Illinois. Listen critically, enjoy responsibly.
You're listening to Sound Opinions, and later in the show, we're going to look at how record stores are changing to meet the moment. But first, we've got comedian Hannibal Buress with us.
This from the latest collection, my boy, you could copy the wave when I drop it to Summer Fiends. Got the city up under the wing like it's fried rice. I done died twice, I got nine lives, I need seven to spare.
Vision blurry. A couple of weeks ago, we did a heartbreaking show about how COVID-19 is hurting music venues, especially the independent ones all across the country. But in addition to bands not being able to tour, a lot of comedians are also losing their biggest source of income, having to come up with whole new ways to do their thing and make a living from it. Hannibal Buress is used to performing for thousands in venues like the Chicago Theater. But if you haven't been to one of his live shows, you might know him from television, the Eric Andre Show, Broad City, or one of his stand-up specials, including the latest, Miami Nights.
This month, he's trying out a creative way to perform live comedy during a pandemic by doing a stand-up tour at drive-in movie theaters across the Midwest, including September 27th here in Chicago. Let's welcome Hannibal Buress. Hannibal, thanks for coming on the show.
What's up? How's it going?
We're hanging in as best anybody can in these isolated times.
I was in L.A. for a few months, and it's nice being in Chi today, to feel a shift. You know, it's nice to feel a shift instead of constant heat.
Well, you're indicating you're back in the Chi. Grew up in the Austin neighborhood of Chicago. It is deep in you, in your routines, in your love of hip hop. I think you can't hide the Chicago in Hannibal. We are interested in the way music has informed your comedy from the beginning.
Yeah, I recorded raps before I ever did a comedy set. And I started out doing comedy in 2002 in Carbondale, Illinois, Southern Illinois University. And my first real gig was hosting Sunday school sessions. DJ Tony Trimp, he used to go by DJ Echoes. He had this open mic in his place. It was poets, musicians, comedians, everybody. And so from the very beginning, I've been pretty adjacent to music, and I battle rapped a couple times even in the beginning of my career. So it's always been really ingrained in what I do.
What about, I've been hearing for at least 2 years that you've been working on a hip hop record. Where are we at with that?
I got some tunes that, have finished, worked on. If I had to rush and put out a project, I could put out a project of 10 joints.
Yeah.
sometimes overthinking stuff. And I think I got to just get a kind of a organized system together to really complete the music. I don't know when, but yeah, there's a bunch of tunes locked away.
So Hannibal, killer soundtrack in your comedy routines, ranging from The Roots to ASAP Rocky to Rocket Man by Elton John, trying to take it back from the President of the United States. How do you choose? How do you choose the music when you're performing?
If it's a song that I just have to keep repeating over and over and has a good build, then I'll try that as an intro song. And I really like the first 30 seconds, a minute, then that's a do. So Marijuana by Chrome Sparks, the build on that is really, and it just has that drop. It's certain things is perfect for just walking, and it has a build. You can put some video to anticipation and whatnot. And it also gives me a little minute to kind of set myself into performance mode, it gives me that extra 30 seconds or whatever, 45 to, okay, this is where I'm about to hit the stage. The the Danny Brown with Rusty, the attack where he's just really rapping it, and then that drop comes in. It's a nice build to have the shift. Rocket Man, we started doing as a joke, but it actually really is a good walkout song because of the same thing. It's a build, and actually the way we would do Rocket Man, I did it two or three times for casino gigs, but it was because it was in my mind like, oh, it's older people at the casino. Let's put on Rocket Man.
Yeah, they're Elton's age, so yeah.
Let's see how this could see. the direction on it would be, I would have stage blackout and then a single spotlight on DJ Tony Tram. Song starts, he's just pointing to the sky. Which is, I think, Rocket Man don't drop until maybe, I think it's a smooth minute and 20 seconds for the drop on this, so it's a long build. And so, yeah, he's just standing there pointing to the sky. And then I'll walk on Rocket Man.
Yeah, yeah.
The casino goes crazy.
Miami Nights, a surprise success when it started showing in July in YouTube. Not surprising, because it's you. We expect you to be successful. But, you know, in these times when there is no live comedy, it gave us something, right? Something to laugh about. And it's great. And there's 10 things I want to ask you about being the medium famous comic that you are, as you say, at part of your routine. The other thing that a lot of people who were raving about it, TV critics, were saying about this special, accidentally topical. It is set in Miami. You're telling a story about, back when you were drinking. You're not drinking anymore. A cop seeing you on the street, and you're saying, hey, man, you know, you're here to protect and serve. Would you serve me? Call me an Uber. And it winds up with you in jail. That meant something different, no doubt, when it happened, than it would today, right? Post what we've seen across the country, really.
Yeah. It was more relevant just because the world was slowed down when these more recent incidents happened, but it's a constant. And it's a lot of people in those gigs that aren't really fit for the gig emotionally. And just from a maturity level, you should be more mature than the drunk comedian just saying stuff to you. You know what I mean? In that moment. But he did follow me. Like the interaction, it had a clear endpoint. And so that's the thing where it could have been done if he's just like, you know what, we had words, that was that. No crimes committed, it's a drunk guy. I work in Miami, people are drunk. But now, all of a sudden, you're saying a drunk person, this person's too drunk to go into a bar in Miami, which is, that's a personal issue with you and me. So when you have people making those type of decisions in the moment, isn't that great?
Now I'm in the back of the car. He's up front. You could have just called me an Uber, dog. Now you the one driving.
You're going to get the same thrill on your drive-in tour. This is, you're making a little bit of comedy history, comedy and music. The venues that you're playing are drive-in theaters. Let's see how this goes is what the name of the tour is. So What's the deal with that? How did you cook that one up, and how do you think it's going to go? Are you kind of nervous about it? This is new territory for you.
It is. I saw that the company Hotbox, they did some shows with Bert Kreischer. From the videos I've seen, his shows went crazy. He put on a great show for his fans. And they reached out about doing a tour. And since it's been going well. They've ran things really tight, been really safe about it, and been able to provide a good experience for folks and for the fans and for the artists. I wanted to get out there and try, just because, you know, just put out a special. So you want to be able to ride the wave and go see some folks. So I'm excited about the shift and the challenge. I do want the show to be funny, but I'm thinking more about feel, flow, aesthetic, and timing. I'm trying to, you know, I'm not going to do a show that I would do in the Chicago theater.
Right.
They would have some overlaps. Maybe there's some stuff that would, but the show will be aware that we're performing in a drive-in theater in the middle of the apocalypse. late September 2020. Yeah. It's a heated, heavy time. So the production and the performers will reflect it all.
Cool.
Well, Hannibal Buress, we need to laugh. Thank you for making us laugh. Miami Nights is killer. Star of stage and screen. I'm excited about this tour. And I'm waiting for that album, man. I want to hear that record.
We're waiting. We want an advance copy, yeah, man. We're critics. This is our job.
Just because you've been on the show,
music,
you know, we're not going to give it a pass. If it sucks, we're going to say it sucks. Yeah. But
hey, I wouldn't want y'all to gas it up. You know, I wouldn't want that. I could.
All right. You know what?
I was thinking about this the other day, where, you know, I put out the track Judge Judy, which is. I could have done better. It's fun, but it's like, you know.
It is funny. It's
fun. It's like weird, but it's like, as far as my musical output, I think I know I'm capable of better, but it's out and it's fine.
Yeah.
But I think about, if there's anybody, maybe somebody overseas that came across it, and that's all they know of.
what is it?
I just came across. They just saw this Judge Judy song, like on Apple Music. You can see where people Shazammed it, and like, Shazammed 8 times in Russia.
Yeah, and they got no context for Judge Judy there.
So it is. I like the idea of somebody hearing my track, Judge Judy, wherever, like, what is this? And they had a house party, or I don't know where, but some bar, like, let's Shazam that. Okay.
We have been talking to Hannibal Buress on Sound Opinions. It's been an honor. Thank you so much, Hannibal, for coming on the show.
Later, y'all.
Hannibal's adapting to living in a COVID world by doing his first drive-in theater tour. We're going to hear what record stores are doing differently after a quick break. Plus, we'll talk about a recent documentary on the beloved New York City record store, Other Music. That's all coming up on Sound Opinions from Chicago, distributed nationally by PRX. So try to act natural. Remember that movie, they all gonna laugh at you. It's so understandable.